Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Ray Gage from True
Love
Folk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Ray Gage from Truth Brothers Radio. Hey, we're still working out some of our broadcasting issues, but we will be back with a brand new show next week. And for now, we're going to give you the best of Truth Brothers Radio. No phone calls, please.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
It's Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, this is Truth. Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Or, of course, you can always hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And, of course, by now you know that Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you also know that we're also standing by for your Facebook and Twitter comments.
Yeah.
All right, and that sexy voice you heard was none other than the extraordinary producer Supreme Candace.
Yay!
Hello, fellas. Hello.
Everybody give it up for Candace.
All right, that's good.
Thank you.
All right,
on your feet.
Yeah.
So, how was everybody week?
Better middling.
Yeah.
Everybody's dry. What's wrong?
Yeah, it's been that type of week, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess the show we're gonna do, I guess
it's
they're
gonna
probably
work,
gonna.
Yeah.
In case you guys haven't known by now, our second hour topic will be about work drama, workplace drama, at your job that make you want to drop kick them in the chest.
That joker that get on your nerve at your job that just
make you want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
To them. Oh well, there you go. I don't.
That
know
just what, yeah, that person that always gossiping or.
Yep.
Or in the pot, you know.
Just hate you for no reason.
Right.
At all.
Just
look at
your
oh, she thinks she cute. So nice.
What do you mean I got to do the line today? Why can't Candace do it? Just out of the blue, you know.
Yeah. Candace just, works here at your
no, I'm just saying.
Radio, though, but I don't think
yeah,
it should be.
But I'm just saying.
No, I feel where you at. I'm just saying. That's our producer.
Right. You don't make me cute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Remember, that's
sorry.
That's straight with no chaser. You can't just
that's
see
true.
All right.
That's true.
But anyway, man, let's get into our people, man. Our shout outs. First off, again, my boy Anthony Davis, AD23. He beat Tennessee on Tuesday, and Kentucky is playing South Carolina today. Good luck. That's gonna be kinda hard.
That's gonna be a little, but I think they're gonna be
yeah,
right.
they're 22-1 right now, so we'll see what all happens. Right. Gotta give out my birthday to a friend of the Truth Brothers, Sam Lee. How you doing? What's up, man? My boy Tucson, he in Memphis, he's doing good. And I gotta say what's up to my Uncle Rob. He had a birthday. He turned 51. What's up, Magic? Congratulations, man. Also gotta say what's up to, we gotta give a shout out to some more people, the blog, the Wet Spot. They say what's up to them.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with them Thursday. We called into their show, had a little bit of fun.
Yeah, they love the Truth Bros. Gotta say what's up to WLUV Detroit. What's going on, man?
Right.
Sade Henderson, Ebony Love, Aaron Dunlap, Maya Allen, a friend of mine, Serena, she's on her new bundle of joy. Congrats on that.
You said Serena. I thought you were going to say Williams.
I wouldn't be here. If that was Serena Williams, I wouldn't be here. I would be somewhere broadcasting from the telephone, like, hey, it's fun over here, tennis rackets. But anyway, gotta say what's up to some special friends of the Truth Brothers, Lonnie and Juwanza. We know y'all listening.
That's right.
So what's up to y'all?
Right. Especially my boy Lonnie, man. He surprised the hell out of me about a week ago, man. I was having a terrible week, man, and he came out of with a hey, here's a little surprise for you, man.
But again,
yeah, he got me the box set of the Twilight Zone. I'm a big Twilight Zone fan.
He got me
the complete set, man. All 5 years. I was like, yeah.
A lot of good people, man.
Yeah,
He helped me get with the twist and the lady who's twisting my hair. I'm on the lock journey with you, Lonnie. We gonna do it this time,
man. Thanks a lot, both of y'all. You had to bring that up, don't you?
Well, man, we got a sponsor about that. But anyway.
Yeah, me and Common standing together.
And, of course, man, we got to say rest in peace to Don Cornelius, man.
Yeah. Passed away Thursday.
Yeah.
Parent suicide, man. Our hearts go out to the family of Don and Soul Train family. I mean,
yeah.
Who didn't grow up on Soul Train?
Oh, everybody, right, man. I mean, that's a generational thing.
Yeah.
Man. My pops passed that to me, you know.
Yeah, man. Who didn't grow up on Soul Train, man? I mean, Soul Train gave me a lot, man. One of my favorite things. One of my favorite groups came from Soul Train, so, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah. I'm a big Shalamar fan. Yeah, I'm a big Shalamar fan.
Oh, Candace knew that. I'm shocked. She knew who he was talking about, like Shalamar.
Yeah, I'm a big Shalamar fan. Since a teenager, so, yeah. Don Cornelius gave me that.
Okay, man. I'm hurting, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Someone else won't be hurting.
Who that? Oh, his wife?
Yeah, Mrs. Cornelius.
Yeah.
The healing can begin.
You put her on the Soul Train scramble board a couple times.
That's foul. That is really bogus.
I hit up with some soft sheen.
But that was as of late because he had a court. You know, he had a court appearance about 2 years ago.
Yeah, about him beating on her.
Well, she's a pretty fair light skinned lady, right?
I've never seen his wife.
I thought she was white. I thought she was. I mean, it's nothing against that. It's just I thought she was a white.
She was. That means she might have been messing up that line.
Yeah. Are you just not gonna jazz the Michael Jackson dance machine on beat?
Yeah. Now bring love, it peace, and
yep.
Love, peace, and too late.
Ham.
Nope.
I'm going to go ham on you. Bring it over here. Bring it over here.
All right. With enough of that, man, let's go ahead and jump into the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
And, of course, as always...
They're laughing at me, people, because I got my new newscaster glasses on. Just for clarification, soon as the jingle finished, he put these glasses on
because
he looks like Kent Clark.
I got to get into my newscaster mode. I'm going to take a picture and post it on our page
today.
Yes, you are.
And your newscaster is Kent Clark.
Oh, yeah. This is Kent Clark. Greetings and salutations. Oh, okay. Oh, we got to do this on video one day. All right. Bald suspect wanted for stealing Rogaine from in New York pharmacy.
Yep. I can feel him. I can feel him. I feel his pain. Yeah, no. Before you get into it, I feel the man's pain. I remember this something back in August, nice and hot, and go visit Lonnie. I'm going to check my boy out. He come out, his hair all locked up. Talking about, yeah, man, how you doing? Just shaking it. And I was like, you're an ass.
Hey, man, look. First off, before we clown Lonnie, man, let's just get through this. Because, hey, me and Lonnie on this same journey.
Y'all
man.
Yeah, whatever.
But police are looking for two men, one of whom is bald, caught on surveillance camera stealing Rogaine from a CVS pharmacy in Long Island.
I need it.
Yeah. She told me if I come home bald again, it won't happen. And they promised shampoo. But authorities say the man walked into the CVS in Sayville on December 17, placed three boxes of Rogaine in a gift bag and left without paying. The stolen Rogaine is worth $150.
Well, there you go. That made the news.
And Crown the Suffolk County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward up to $5,000 for information leading to their arrest.
There you go. Because I'm going to get $5,000 for turning in somebody who threw $150 worth
right.
of goods. Yeah, that works out well.
I'm just saying they might have had previous Robberies. Yeah, robberies. And
Rogaine,
you know,
robbery.
Rogaine might be sponsoring.
Maybe.
What's the, does Rogaine, well,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's
knows,
ever, yeah, who's
yeah.
ever used it. I don't know if it works
or not. If anybody
or
has ever used Rogaine or has, I guess this really, these glasses are really just getting
Yeah,
we got to put this picture up.
Every time you look at her, you're killing her.
Yeah, but we, we got to, if anybody has used Rogaine or whatever, I'm just saying is listen to the Truth Brothers, 818-514-1202. Just want to know if it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was quite a, but, okay, moving right along.
Of course, as we always do. You're blind.
Man allegedly knifes brother over fast food brownie. That's right.
What?
I'm loving it, and I'm not sharing it. A Pennsylvania man was arrested on Wednesday night after he allegedly stabbed his brother several times over a McDonald's brownie.
They sell brownies there?
They do in Pennsylvania, and they must be great.
All righty, go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yep.
Stabbing him.
Cops said that Eric Eggs Kane and his brother Gene Got Stabbed Kane. Argument when Gene cut the treat in half.
So he was gonna share it with him anyway?
No, I mean, my man Eggs came with the brownie.
Okay.
Stab just figured, oh wow, brownie, cool, and cut it in half. But the share tactic was apparently enough to enrage Eric because he picked up three steak knives like Wolverine. And allegedly slashed and stabbed Gene in the left forearm, shoulder, and right wrist.
Damn.
Damn.
I thought my brother was going to kill me. He responded by throwing a television at Eric.
Yeah, we saw that.
Eric fled but was later collared and charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, harassment, and disorderly conduct. But this wasn't Eric's first run with the cops. At the time of the alleged stabbing incident, Eric had been out on bail with charged with slashing his girlfriend last month.
Dude, so he's a repeat slasher.
Oh, hey. What are you doing, bub?
Yeah, he went Wolverine or he went Weapon X on him.
He went Weapon X on him. Man, did you get to, they only had one brownie left. And Poe Gene thought like, hey,
the hash slinger.
Cut them in half.
Right, the hash slinger slasher.
Oh, my SpongeBob.
It's the hash slinger slasher. The slash bringing. The trash slinger. That is my. Oh, for all the SpongeBob people out there, you know what we're talking about.
Right.
That is hilarious.
Who don't love SpongeBob?
Everybody, though. Man, you got a lot of people. But I guess, check this out, though. I don't know how you feel about this, but Bishop Eddie Long was crowned king of the world, technically.
That's right.
Bishop Eddie Long, the suspect of sexual allegations made by male members of New Birth Missionary back...
all these churches have these long ass...
Forget the name. The name in itself, I mean, not forget the name, but the name in itself lets you know how Bishop Rowe, New Birth Missionary.
That's right.
Baptist Church.
That way I can hold their arms down.
Come on, dude.
Oh. They held Jesus down with ropes. Are you lucky? You are lucky. We'll do you how he did you. Yeah. We're going to just go. Anyway, we're going to get back. The male members of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church is making headlines again. This time it's because video of one of the church services has gone viral. Long has recently started performing church services again after briefly stepping down as head pastor from the church due to sex scandal and his divorce from his wife. This Sunday, however, he invited special guest Rabbi Ralph Messer. The church televised a very special edition of worship service as the rabbi crowned the bishop as king.
Are you serious?
I am not finagling.
Are you serious?
In this 14-minute long video clip, Messer reveals to church members a priceless 312-year-old scroll apparently recovered from Auschwitz after World War II. After after introducing Long, he says he was brought through the slave. Whoa, he was brought through the slaves raised up in the city, and God now wants to release a new anointing.
Eddie Long.
Edit Bishop Eddie, I get him Long. At around the 5 minute mark, Messer wraps an emotional Eddie Long in the scroll. After one prayer and began fully wrapped in the scroll, which is said to be done for kings in Israel as a Jewish ritual, four men in the church proceeded to raise him up from the Anyway, Long was part around the church stage, and the members are able to applaud their new king.
Are you okay? You know what? 818-514-1202. Here's what we're gonna do before we even comment on Eddie and the scroll.
Yeah,
we're gonna go ahead and go into a commercial break, and then we'll come back and get into that. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Gorillas in the mix, the mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers in the game. Hard truth soldiers back again. P-Dog, I evolve. I drag pigs to the slaughterhouse, but I never eat hogs. And I fade in the world.
Hey, everybody, this is one half of the Truth Brothers, Ray. Here to say thanks for all the love and support you've been showing us. Keep tuning in on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Time on Blog Talk Radio, putting your comments on Facebook and writing your reviews on iTunes. Also, if you like how we're coming at you, please tell three friends about the show. By exposing us to more people, we can continue to grow the show and fulfill our goal of becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Again, thanks for making sure truth reigns supreme. Hotel.
Coolest nigga, what?
Dummy Pam.
That's enough.
Dummy Pam.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this. I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is. Which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly because my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. All hail the king, Bishop Eddie Long.
Right, man. I wish I still had the Down with the King break. I guess I should have came in with
probably
that.
Should. Why you?
Yeah. Hey,
you trying to come in regicide?
Yeah.
It's regicide. You can't do that.
So let me get this straight. The rabbi comes up, unrolls his scroll,
yep,
and pronounces Eddie Long the king, and the men in the church start smoking his scroll.
I don't know. I just know they say that he came in and they were playing Prince Ali, Ali Abi, Babli Abubwa, and he came in on an elephant and they were playing the trumpet that don't have the thing on it. You know, what is the don't have the finger? You dig
the valve.
There you go.
Just the racing trumpet.
The racing trumpet. You just, that's when you got to control it through your throat. And then,
oh my God.
And then he just came in. Eddie came floating down with a cashmere sweater, saying, "Ooh, I was cold up there."
Oh my God!
And then they proceeded to wrap him in his princely robes and just let him be anointed as king. Now here's my thing.
Yeah,
here's my thing about the whole. According to Christianity or whatever, there's only one king. He who resides in heaven. Now, when did we just start saying, okay, God has given me a rabbi to appoint this here Christian the king?
All that aside, my problem is, what are the dudes doing in the church that fell right into that and start picking him up?
I'm talking about all hail the king.
And then
he's sitting there in a spandex short set. Oh my God.
With his wife's divorce picture on his camera phone.
Talking about, yeah.
But
where's the boys?
That's what gets me. No, you can. Yeah, I send this to little boys.
No,
and then you turn around and be a king.
Yeah,
I'm down for regicide.
Right, he's smashing the. The way we bash Sandusky,
there's
no way we not gonna bash him.
Yeah,
the hell with him. He smashed them teenage kids.
He smashed them,
and then took pictures with his iPhone flexing in front of the mirror. he's an idiot. Oh, this.
With the Bible in his left hand.
Wow. Talking about everybody. Oh, hell, your king. Everybody. No. I'm your king.
When did Eddie Long... I was reading something else. When did Eddie Long become a sex figure? Like... From what women have found Bishop Eddie fine. I am not... It was in the Griot. I was reading something on this, and Bishop Eddie Long has just been found fine.
Wow.
And this is not my personal opinion. If you just tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and you hear say Devon come in fine and Bishop Eddie, that's not how it went. It was a study or whatever was done, and Bishop Eddie Long was found to be fine. They ranked him up there with what's one of the sexy flexy whatever. What's your boy Riley say? One of them.
He's up there with
Usher or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. But,
Wow. I find that's just amazing. I don't get out of office.
I'm gonna step down. But you want me back so bad, I must come back because I'm the best.
Yeah. As soon as he got that divorce, because he didn't know if she was gonna blow him up or not.
Yeah.
So we had to get up enough cash to make sure that you don't, talk out of turn.
Now he's feeling himself.
And now that you're gone, I am now your king.
Yeah, he's feeling his
hell to the king. No.
Yeah, he walks up there. It's his congregation. Oh, we're so glad you're back, Bishop. That's King Bishop Eddie Long for you.
That's right. Now stand still while I hit you with my scepter.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
your
tryout, kid. Anyway, carry on.
The producer's always good for one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's giving us two today.
Yeah. All right.
And she feels she's done her
job. Since we're talking about narcissistic jagbags, moving right along.
Okay.
Hip hop mogul Diddy apologizes for racist and homophobic rant.
Although he's a homo.
It's reported that.
That's right.
All right, whatever.
I thought he changed his name to The Swag or something.
I don't know, whatever. Rapper Diddy apologized today for launching a racist and homophobic tirade at a club goer who dared to drink Grey Goose vodka instead of the rapper's
Ciroc.
Own brand of booze.
How dare you not drink Ciroc in this open bar?
What's
with
wrong
many
with
options that I've came to that had other liquors besides mine.
The Grammy winner said, when did he win a Grammy?
He did?
I thought he got one with that song he did
probably,
with Biggie.
With,
what, Godzilla?
I thought it was Faith.
The one about
whatever.
Biggie.
The
yeah.
Grammy winner said he had backslid and regressed when he called guest Ricky Parker a Regan and a fag because Mr. Parker chose to embellish the competitors of Diddy Ciroc Parker at a party Saturday night in Atlanta. I'm a child of God, and I should be better no matter what someone says to me. I'm sorry for the ignorant way I represented myself and us.
Oh,
Diddy. Diddy tweeted to more than 4 million followers.
Oh, my God, he called him Dickie.
Come back with my video.
Dickie. Puff
anyway.
Dickie.
That is,
anyway,
to all my children of God, I have backslid and regressed. Please forgive my ignorance. Pray for me, pal. I know better. And I am better, he continued. I will humble myself and learn, he added.
Mr. Parker told TMZ he felt humiliated and disrespected after the public tongue lashing and said he would no longer support the hip-hop vocal.
Boy, ooh, there are a lot of homosexuals.
First off, let's just straighten something out for the guy who wrote the article.
Tongue lash.
A black person calling another black person a rigot ain't racist. It's not. And just because he called him a fag didn't mean he was calling him in the homosexual sense.
What you mean? The Bulls, Joakim
Noah, yeah, when he called the dude in the seat a fag, he didn't mean it like that, he just meant you were a jerk.
Right now,
that's just the language. It's just like when Ozzie Guillen of the White Sox called that.
I got to disagree with you on that.
Really?
I got to disagree with you on that. If you call it somebody fag, there's no other way to mean that.
No, I mean, like, we can mean you soft, like in basketball.
Right.
I know, but still, we know what it ultimately means.
Right, but they're trying to PC it up. Just like when you say, oh, man, that's gay. That don't necessarily mean you talking.
Now, we all have seen a commercial where you should not say that.
I totally understand
what you're saying. However, there's no other way to mean it.
Really? Well, the Flintstones meant it in the proper way of being happy, a gay old time. Didn't mean Fred and Barney was.
Yeah, that was 50 Bernie years ago,
and
too.
Ernie and Bernie?
Right.
Bert and Ernie, whatever.
Yeah, we got some of our people on the line. I see you out there, 773. If you want to make a comment, go ahead and press 1 and raise your hand.
There you go.
Let's hit it up, man. What's up, man? You on with the Truth Brothers.
What's your name? Where you from?
Hey, you on with Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What up, there? Just getting a shout out to my nigga DJ for doing this thing.
All right. That's what's up. Appreciate the love.
Keep up the work, Devon, man. Everything looking good for y'all. Just keep everything going.
Oh, no doubt, man. Appreciate the love, bro. Thanks for tuning in and listening to Truth Brothers, man.
That's right. Keep listening.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. But thanks, man. I didn't know I was Regans. There we go. Nah, man, that's big though, man. We whoever that was, man, appreciate the love. You know, that's definitely what's up. We got another story. Or are we going straight to the some more thing?
I do have a story.
Oh, you got one. Here we go.
He usually has good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. We got something regarding the tech world here. Tech titans Mark Zuckerberg and Sean Parker in drunken fight over new music venture Spotify.
Yep, I'm finna punch you in your Facebook.
Right.
That fight didn't sound good at all.
Billionaire Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg and Napster co-founder Sean Parker, who has launched music streaming service Spotify, got into a boozy fight over the new venture at West Hollywood Club, The Beverly. The pair whose complicated relationship was highlighted in The Social Network, reportedly got into an alcohol-fueled argument over Facebook's partnership deal with Spotify.
Real quick, when they said that it was the other dude, the Sean dude, this is the one that the dancing dude played in the movie.
Who?
Dancing dude?
I know. Everybody knows Zuckerberg.
Yeah, we know Zuckerberg.
Everybody
knows the friend that got screwed
right.
over.
That was the dude that was, he's a dancing one, be black.
No.
Who? Are you talking about?
The social network?
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Didn't he
play, Timberlake played the dude who created our Napster.
Okay.
So that's this dude in the story, I'm assuming.
Okay,
that's what I was trying to.
I'm like,
right.
I forget.
You know, I'm not no big
Timberlake fan.
No, so
cool.
Okay, so Sean and Mark had done the big Spotify launch and headed to the Beverly to party, a source said. They spent a lot of money on alcohol, and as the night went on, they got into an intense discussion, which turned into a loud argument as they left. The source added Sean argued that Spotify users should not be forced to sign up for a Facebook account, but Mark wouldn't budge. It was a full-on screaming match outside the club, but stopped short at coming to blows. They then stormed off in different directions.
Yeah.
The Facebook The partnership has boosted Spotify subscribers, but irked some who do not want their music choices broadcast on Facebook.
Oh, all right.
So
they
the battle of the billionaires.
Yeah, so they beat each other with a bag of cash in the parking lot.
Right.
Right.
Look at your Ferrari.
You hit me with a 20 and slapped him with a 50.
Oh, you only look at your Ferrari. Just got it today. I'm getting mine done right now. How can you be a billionaire and be arguing over something? Like, it don't even matter. You got money. You own Facebook. You own Napster. Let us just, and it's not like you even have to communicate with each other. I mean, you
well, they're
cool.
they're in a partnership. And
whatever.
I'm
Zuckerberg
just saying.
I saw yesterday that Zuckerberg, the Facebook by itself is worth $16 billion.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and then he went into this venture with this dude on the Spotify. I don't even know what Spotify is. Do you know what it is?
Spotifier. Or is
Spotify?
It
Spotify. It's supposed to be the new.
It's a new music service that's kind of linked up.
Right, that Deshaun dude and Napster, I mean, him and music already can get you, hooked up by the FBI. I don't know if I want to mess with Spotify.
Yeah, I mean,
Napster got a couple of people hemmed up.
Yeah, it's a lot of them like that. They got a lot of sites like out there, a lot of sites like that still out there. I don't want to personally throw them on blast or nothing.
Right, right.
Because, hey, I enjoy getting my music.
Really? You see, yeah, I don't. Hey, I don't know.
No.
But
anyway,
partake in such.
Yeah, maybe I'll tell you what. Let's go into this next break, and then maybe someone will hit us with a bag of cash. True Brothers Radio.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money.
True Brothers Radio. Brothers Radio.
It's not about anything else.
Go to your room and lock the door. Cause when you try it once, you want to try it some more. Try it some more. Time doesn't matter and that's a fact. It might be small, but it's a big impact. Oh. But you're not, but you're not. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust the nuts.
Corn Nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut-busting flavors. Bust a nut at a convenience store.
Two Brothers Radio.
A preacher that once was a fiend. A story of change that came with wings. Pretty as the skyline, the sky is my ally. Son of the most of a
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And let's see, we done covered P. Diddy beating on somebody because they dared drink a vodka that wasn't his, and billionaires fighting with money. So,
and can't forget Bishop Eddie, I get him in long.
Very long.
Crowned king of the world, Titanic style. But dig this, we done went from that to the Congress now. Congress bans welfare recipients from using federal funds at strip clubs.
Well, out of all the nerve.
How dare they, right? The U.S. House of Representatives have approved legislation that will prevent people who receive welfare benefits from using their federal payments at strip clubs, casinos, or liquor stores. The Hill reports the Republicans have argued that this bill will attempt to prevent the waste and abuse of federal payments. The legislation was approved 395 to 27 by 395 to 27 vote. The House approved legislation that will prevent welfare recipients from accessing their payments in strip clubs, casinos, and liquor stores.
Mm-hmm.
A proposal Republicans back as a way to reduce waste and federal payments.
Right.
Whatever.
And when it goes to the Senate,
It's supposed to, but they just saying Democrats have grumbled the bill and that they want the it's supposed to help your family, so we trying to get that done.
No,
so
it's just a publicity stunt.
But dude, the bill is gone.
No, the bill passed the House. It's not going to go anywhere in the Senate, and it's going to die in Congress. It's stupid. First off, who is getting a welfare check at the strip club?
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say. What you throwing your link card? That's the problem.
What you saying? You know, you get your unemployment benefits, right?
Uh huh.
You can't put your unemployment card at an ATM at a strip club and pull out. Like, you can't go to a casino, put your unemployment card in, and pull out.
Okay. And it's always been that way. So
no, it hasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
well,
it
in
not.
Different states. Yeah. Because you couldn't, and I believe in Illinois, you can't take your link card and go to a casino.
Also, they put all money on the cards
now
for unemployment.
They put, like, if you
can't
get
an
unemployment
cash
card,
check.
They put your money on the card.
On the card.
Like
and
ATM
then you can
debit
go,
card.
And then you go take it to the bank.
You can take it
cash
to a regular ATM, too.
Okay, so if I'm going to go
no
to
different.
The strip club,
right.
I'm going to go to the, I'm gonna go
right.
to the ATM
and Walgreens
go in
and
the
then,
strip club.
Right,
that's it. That's
ooh,
I mean,
so
yeah.
What did you stop?
But they saying, like, okay, what if, oh, man, I forgot to get that 30 out before I, well,
yeah.
I don't know, multiples of 20, so I forgot to get that 40 out.
Okay, you get
I
your hand stamped, you leave, you go
there
get
you
the
go.
Money and come
right.
back.
Yeah, hey,
because
they're not going to let you out the strip club.
Yeah, what time Cinnabons go on?
Right.
Okay, cool, I'll be back.
Exactly. So what? That's a stupid publicity stunt.
I don't know. Hey, man, I know a couple of them, they got on the stage. I'd be back. Like, hey, oh, my God.
I'm
Pete.
Just saying, right.
Playing.
I'm just saying.
Why do we do our hands like this when we just.
That's
the small slowpoke seizure.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Man, hey, Moby, if you out there, man, call the show, 818-514-1202, because I just don't know if any. I've never known anyone to get paid with
might
the link
know.
Card. Right. I'm not saying that he does. I'm saying he might know of a story or two, you know.
Right.
I can't pay you, but boy, can I get you some groceries? Like cheese?
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Man, hey, man, I feel like you should be, like, it wasn't a point where they was getting ready to test anybody who received benefits
they
for
were
drug
trying to,
testing.
They were trying to do that in Florida. And then they were grumbling about trying to do that in the House, but it didn't go anywhere because that's just, you know.
I'm just saying, though.
It's
like,
insult to injury, that's all.
Like,
but, yeah, I know they tried running that in Florida, and they ran into a backlash and just picking on
just
poor
real
people.
Real quick. I mean, I know we got stories, but, hey, if that was to actually, would you be down for, hey, man, you got to test them to make sure they get their unemployment. If they don't, if they use marijuana.
No, they unemployed. No,
you don't. They deserve it.
No,
I mean not that they deserve it, but I mean
you're paying into unemployment. It ain't like you getting it out of you pay into that.
So you
that's
decide
your,
if you want
J.G. Wentworth. It's your money. You need it now.
Hey, 818-514-1202. If anybody, we're not asking you to drop no name, but if you feel like, hey,
first off, if you unemployed and you're looking for a job and everybody who's unemployed ain't sitting back on the couch saying, I'm living the great life.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for a job.
No doubt.
Therefore, you know that most jobs are going to drug test you anyway. Any good paying job.
No doubt.
So, therefore, you're not going to be doing drugs to begin with.
You make it valid.
You know, just saying.
But they do
logic.
Have little
work.
Again, you know, I don't indulge in such, but they do have these. I've heard from a couple of people that I've known that have said, hey, man, they got a pill, something you swallow, some water, or something you drink that drinks this amount. Nothing.
Let me tell you a little. See, this was supposed to be for second hour job drama, but
wait,
because you talked about this. We got plenty of stories, and I know we're going to have plenty of calls. So there was a guy that I worked with. Who I have a CDL. He has a CDL. CDL, you know, you're going to get drug tested. It's mandatory. It comes part of having CDL.
Right.
So he decided that I'm going to have a CDL, and what the hell? I'm going to smoke weed, too, because I can do that. Wrong. When they drug tested him, he tried to take that little pill or whatever, and needless to say, he's doing something else now.
And there you go.
Right.
All right.
So, happily moving right along. Male teacher faces assault charges after allegedly punching female student.
Oh.
A Pennsylvania teacher who has been charged with punching a 14-year-old female student in the face hard enough to draw blood claimed he was provoked by her throwing chalk at him. Chalk.
These kids on mouth.
Chalk.
Oh, you going?
I just got this shirt out the cleaners. If you throw that chalk at me.
He meant it when he said, you're going to learn today. He meant that, like, you're going to learn something today, or I'm going to punch you in the face.
This is, I think this is Eddie Long's cousin, Richard B. Little.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just caught that. You are lying.
I am not lying.
What do they call him for short?
B. Little.
What's short for Richard?
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh. His parents screwed him from the jump.
That's why he's punching kids in the face. Yeah. 41 was charged with simple assault, aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, another harassment and disorderly conduct in relation to the January 23rd incident at Presbyterian Children's Village in Rosemont, Pennsylvania.
Oh,
police said a supervisor at the school was called to the classroom by Little, who said the girl was throwing chalk at him. As the accused left the room, he allegedly pulled the student into the hallway and punched her in the face.
How old was the girl?
14.
He punched a 14-year-old girl in the face.
And led with his right and stepped in two.
Wow.
It is getting great. Oh, I love violence in schools, man.
Dick Little was escorted off campus.
Dick Little. Dick B. Little.
That is.
You can't resist.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
You can't resist.
What is short? Richard B. Little.
Corn Nuts was escorted off campus.
It might be small, but it's a big impact.
Man, I won't tell. Yep, they calling him over intercom. Dick Little, need you to come down here and verify your corn nuts is on the desk.
We need you to bust a nut.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Get you down here and bust these nuts.
In her face.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
after being arraigned, Little was released on bail. Very small bail. Didn't have to post a lot. Yep. Presbyterian Children's Village, which has two facilities in the greater Philadelphia region, caters to troubled teens who have issues caused by violence, neglect, addiction, poverty, or mental illness. And you know, oh man, you know what? When we go to break, I'm gonna give you this dude's picture, and you can post it up.
Oh,
you gotta
yeah.
see this dude, man.
He looks like his name.
He looks just like he looks like. I don't know what happened. All I know is she threw chalk at me and kept calling me Richard Little.
She threw it. She threw the chalk at me and said, "I heard this. What you're packing?" And then she proceeded to punch me in the face. Wow. Mr. Little.
Hold off and just, man.
But you know, hey, man. You don't criticize him. You don't criticize a man's size, dog. And he probably hopped over desk.
Yep.
And everything.
This time nobody jumped the counter.
No, and nobody, the girl.
Yep.
The girl was like, notice how I kicked him in the balls and nothing happened.
And it didn't stop him one bit. He kept coming.
And as he proceeded to keep punching her, she kept saying, see, I told y'all, I saw him. He just steady punching her in the grill.
Don't tell anybody
else. You think you funny, huh? With your fans and Crayola crayons and holding them next to my pants, you think you're funny.
She was throwing it out of town about Frank and me.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Poor Mr. Little, man. Yeah.
The baby.
Oh, my God. It's a baby. Get him out of here.
Oh,
that is horrible.
Hey, man,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God.
Well, then, if that's the case, let's go with this, man. We're gonna shoot out with this one. World's greatest dad shirt gets guy in trouble.
All right,
dig this. This
Who
is
do
a
you
real
think
quick.
You are?
This is a real quick story. So if you blink, you might miss it. Daniel Ever, a 33-year-old Clarkston, Michigan man, has been arrested in an undercover child sexting operation that nabbed the suspect while wearing a T-shirt that insists he's the world's greatest dad.
You can't arrest me. I'm the world's greatest dad.
Don't mind what my son and daughter are over there doing. Focus here. These cameras and everything are for their future presentation that you, yeah, whatever. Don't focus on the kids.
Takes all kinds. Remember, Sandusky was wearing the We Are Penn State shirt when they arraigned. Hell, hey.
When Penn, he had a kid down with his arms on him like Eddie.
Yep. Right.
Hold him down. That is, dude, what is.
I don't know.
Why can't
I don't know.
Grown people be grown people?
I don't know.
What is the fascination of wanting to be. Yes, I'm R. Kelly. You want my social? Yeah, that's me. And the little girl's just sitting there. Everybody just wants to mess with the children.
I don't get it.
Whatever.
I don't get it.
Cause hey,
I'm R. Kelly. I think your daughter's gonna be a star. Let me make this album with her. Oh, the album's finished, and guess what? We're married.
Yep. Your first single is gonna be "Age Ain't Nothing But a Number." Remember that. Remember.
And it's free to pee on side.
See.
Poor Kells, man. Poor Kells. Whatever.
Wait, what, really?
Poor Kells.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate.
Yeah, that's the hell with it.
No. No.
Poor Kells, man.
She
no.
took the needle
no.
off the racket.
Poor Kells, my ass.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hey.
What you got? What's wrong with the kid?
I'm a little sensitive. I got a 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I have.
Right? No.
Yeah.
No.
She can't come in. This is my man, Robert.
He's sitting there jumping. He's
going to make me a
no.
star.
Yeah.
He told me meet him at the studio. He's been drinking water all day.
He's somebody at toilet.
He come in unwrapping his new catheter bag. How you doing, Candace? Can I call you Candace? And he's ripping that plastic off that catheter bag. Can I call you Candace?
No.
Coke 45.
Yeah, my mind's telling me no. But this urine.
Oh,
this urine
is
telling me yes.
818-514-1202.
Dick B. Little.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Richard Little, man. That has just been on my brain. I would kill my parents.
I would just change my name.
This is lie.
What can you lie about?
What is the middle? I want to know what the middle name is.
Ben.
B.
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah, Dick Ben Little. Ben Little.
Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, and it's not like we're cursing.
No.
Everybody
hey,
knows
that's the
Richard.
Short, Richard, the short book.
Dick Nixon.
That's right.
All right, are we going there?
That's
no.
That's right. They call him Tricky Dick.
Tricky.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. You know that?
They call
yeah,
him
Richard
Tricky
Nixon.
Dick.
Yeah, Richard Nixon nickname to the people was Tricky Dick. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You didn't know that. Yeah.
Dick Phelan. Dick Durbin.
Dick Durbin, yep.
Yeah, no.
Our senator does a great job, but yeah, Dick Durbin, and he walking around, yeah, call me Dad.
Durbin, that's yeah. right. I get my derb on.
Coach.
So yeah,
that is awful,
Richard
man.
Little, and she throwing chalk at him.
She's throwing chalk
hard and fast.
She keep popping him in the little.
This is what you should be doing.
Yep, he's throwing chalk at her in the little. It's like, notice he's not feeling none of this.
None of this. Nothing.
Yep. All right. He's still wearing SpongeBob draws of a kid. Man, he ain't,
okay,
ain't got room.
Okay.
He has room to
story,
move.
Please, Nick.
All right. Teacher and cop team up in porn website business run from her school.
Teacher and is it two different people?
This is like a crazy sitcom. She's a teacher, he's a cop.
Oh,
and they make porn in school.
Yep. Called prison learning.
Stockton, California. Notice we stayed away from Florida all day so far.
Congratulations, Florida.
Right. Stockton, California. Teacher and her cop boyfriend are being investigated for running several porn websites from her school computer. Heidi Kaplan, a married special ed teacher at
I knew that was gold.
At Lincoln High School has been placed on administrative leave during the investigation. Her partner in love and in the alleged sex business, Richard Fields.
You are lying about these names, man.
I am not. Who was a Stockton police officer assigned to her school prior to being forced into early retirement by budget cuts last May. We're conducting an investigation, the Lincoln superintendent, Tom Uselin, told the Stockton Record. Absolutely no determination has been made whether disciplinary action will even be necessary, because, hell, I was enjoying them.
Shit, his name is Dick Fields.
The website in question had names like myslutteyteacher.com.
Oh, my God.
And teachhertitties.com.
Yep. Oh.
Teach Her Titties by Dick Fields.
That dude name is not Richard Fields.
Oh, man, let me get through this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh, websites said this company was created by a young teacher who was inspired after her male students spent most of their period staring at her boobs. Kathleen Mint Fields, when he was assigned by Stockton Police as Lincoln High School's resource officer.
He told
the newspapers that he often visited Heidi's class because her students needed discipline, and then they eventually began an affair. He also points the finger at Heidi's husband, Trent Kaplan, who discovered the affair, learned about the websites, and alerted school officials.
Ooh.
Cop said, "Okay, if my crime is I fell in love with a married woman, I'm sorry. It wasn't planned." This is what the cops said. Trent and Heidi split in September and are now in divorce proceedings. So far, this has been an internal matter within Lincoln School District. No criminal charges have been brought. Now, how is that even possible? How was that even possible that this could just be an internal matter?
That love.
They was in the AV department. They lost control a little bit. But who does it?
That love thing, man, it gets you every time.
I don't know, man. I just, hey, whatever.
In the school.
I'm not waiting. We gonna do it on this dress. I got a new name. Chalking stuff.
There you go. Chalking stuff.
Yep. Well, teacher's pet. Look, Dick Field. This is
Going along the same lines. I got another story for you guys too. Ironically, also dealing with a teacher who films a porn with an ex student, and may actually be able to stay at the school that they are employed by. A porn star, quote unquote. Porn star teacher could keep his job despite a video of him having sex with an ex student.
There you go.
Whoa. Yeah. My bad. Hold on. It's a guy on a little girl?
It's a guy
on an ex student.
On an ex student.
Okay, I got to hear the rest of the story. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm back.
Okay, a porn star teacher could keep his job despite a video of him having sex with an ex student being posted on an X rated website. Just days before school resumed, the Geelong High School at the center of the storm.
What is the name of that team?
Hey, G-Spot. Man. And there it is.
Go ahead.
The Geelong High School at the center of the storm says it's taking the matter, quote-unquote, very seriously. The graphic video of the teacher and student who graduated in 2008 went viral on social media websites after students discovered it. A preview of the video shows the couple naked in sex acts and with the girl blindfolded. The ex-student explained that everyone who knew them understood the couple were in a committed relationship. The couple lives together and jointly owns a business.
Business of porn.
What's the problem? I ain't heard nothing yet. But go ahead.
We are consenting adults, the young woman said. Oberon High School Principal Allison Murphy says she took immediate action when she became aware of the video, but said that the video did not change her view of the quote-unquote successful teacher. He is not in
here. He is successful.
So the matter is still under investigation. So, you're a little creepy to me.
A little creepy to me. Hey, man.
There's nothing wrong with hollering at one of your old teachers.
Once
you graduate.
Hey.
Making a little movie.
Writing poem books. I'm sorry, man.
What if it's Miss Manley?
Well, I'm not looking at if Miss Manley don't look like a man, there's no problem. Hey, I'm sorry. It's been a couple of teachers that I was like, yep, when I get older, I'm going to keep drinking my milk.
As soon as I get out of here.
Oh, whoo. It's one in particular that, yep, don't let me cross your path. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
Hey, I hope they not listening.
Yes, I guess that's what the 14-year-old told Richard Little.
Nope.
Well, as soon as I graduate from here,
we're going to get you that pump, and it's going to be on.
Wow.
It's going to be on. They will change your name to Richard Big. But
Biggie Small.
But nah, man, I personally don't see the problem. How many of us have had a teacher that you thought was attractive? B100.
Sure.
All right then.
That don't mean I'm going to go make a sex tape with them, but hey,
whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, as a parent, that would concern me, I guess, you know.
Why?
Because you actually had to be dealing with the student before she graduated.
No. Right, but they said they hooked up, 3 years after she
graduated?
Right, she wasn't a student anymore.
Right,
but
it's 3 years later. So, I mean,
however, he's
that's
still
why
teaching
they
at the school.
Yeah,
so
but that's why they in that, right, she's grown.
No.
Yeah, that's
but
what
she's
I'm
grown.
Yes,
that's,
no, I understand all that. What I'm saying is, as a parent who hears this story and has a kid in that school,
so if
and
you,
this guy may be the teacher, I've had my eyebrow raised
you,
a little
let's
bit.
Let's say you go back to your old high school. And you come across a teacher, one of your old teachers right now, and he's like, hey, would you like to have some coffee? You'd be like, nah, that's creepy.
I'm not getting coffee. I'm not getting a porn with them.
If he said, let's date.
No. Why?
I'm not dating an ex-teacher.
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is he's still teaching. Your video has been made public. You're still teaching. And as a parent of a child,
okay. Go
who
ahead.
Knows this? You know, it just seems a little odd.
I got you.
I'm sorry. Hey,
818-514-1202. Let's go ahead and go into the next break, and then we'll come back in the second hour. And if anybody got any comments, they can have at it.
All right,
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Selling a lot. Why is the music industry state of mind real far from hip hop? Why vote Republican if you black? Why build more jails, less schools, cause we under attack? Why keep the 4 pound in the air? The revolution will not be televised. Get around here. Why keep my right fist in the sky? I let them know that.
If you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activity.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
No. What about Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's the mom from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, lady boys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks, Avon. Now we know.
And knowing will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord, the losing. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now. Listen, say hi, Dick, get your rolling hip hop. Say, Dave Rose, get your rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say, you're rolling hip hop. Say, Black Dog, come to rock it up. From the first to the last of it,
True Brothers, True Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of True Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the True Brothers.
Number to give us a call is not the number, but to email us up at wewanttruth@att.net. And of course, truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we're currently standing by on Facebook and Twitter.
Of course.
All right.
Comments.
That's right. And this is our 10th episode.
Of course.
And
yeah.
We have made it 10 shows in.
I am.
And that's a little ten shot out there, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit of ten shot. So, hey, man, I'm happy for everybody who's listening.
Well, you know, it's to be expected. So, hey, we can roll with punches.
We are getting on the map. That just means they are noticing us, and I'm glad for it.
Conscious, controversial radio, baby. I love it. That's what we do. It's hit a spark in opinion, regardless on what opinion it may be.
You
might roll, you might not roll. So call in and tell us your side, 818-514-1202.
That's right. And we're going to get into our second hour topic, and we're going to start off by telling you a story. This story was also put up on our Facebook page.
That's facebook.com/truthbros.
All right. And it's a story of Rayon McIntosh. Now, this is how we just happened to come across this story. We was sitting around, messing around on YouTube one day, and we come across one of these stories about a dude that worked at McDonald's beats up customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we like, oh man, this should be good for a laugh. What the hell happened here? But what we saw wasn't funny at all.
No, not at all. I mean, it wasn't funny. It just it turned out to be, and we found out later that it was technically considered injustice.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think in the three of us' opinion, it turned out to be very. We'll just say wrong.
Yeah.
What
happened was Mr. McIntosh is working the counter at McDonald's, and he's being verbally assaulted by two female patrons of the restaurant. And this all started because they gave him a 50, and he had the gumption to swipe it with one of those markers that detect whether or not the thing is counterfeit.
Right.
So they got upset that he scanned the 50 to find out whether or not it was counterfeit, which is standard procedure at
anything
any place.
Over $20.
Right.
Even a 20, they're going to scan it.
Exactly. So then they started berating him, calling him a punk, this, that, and the other.
They're going to cut him. And
then one of them slaps him.
Spits in his face first.
Spits in his face first, then slaps him.
Now.
So when he grabs her arm and gets him and knocks her back, they jumped the counter and proceeded to go after him.
Mm-hmm.
And my man promptly went to the back of the restaurant and came back with a metal rod and proceeded to beat the hell out of them.
Now, the thing about this is what we must remember is Rayon at this point had just served 11, found out it was 11 years in prison. He had only been out 8 months. And he's trying to get his life together, and he got a job at McDonald's, which in this economy, I guess, was good. And consider he's a convicted felon.
And he's trying to
hold his family together. He gets a job at McDonald's. And it's not like Rayon instigated the situation. Once he got slapped, he went away. And then the one lady hopped the counter to come behind him. Another one went through the side and hopped the other side or whatever.
Right.
And they both charged this man who was working, doing nothing but doing his job.
That's right.
And then as Big Brother said, he grabbed the pole or the meat tenderizer and came back and
began to tenderize the meat.
And yeah, he came back. And now, if you saw the video on the Truth Brothers page, he laid into them.
Yeah, he whooped them.
He
whooped
laid
them pretty bad.
Into them. But his life was threatened, technically, because when they hopped the counter.
Technically, it was.
When his life was threatened.
He did not know what these women could have done or had on them, so he defended himself with what he how he knows. If you, it's no way you spent 10 years in prison and you don't know how to defend yourself, regardless on how
or know about
you survive
prison. You don't just do it. You survive a bid.
Yeah.
So he did his bid, and that, and the fact that he's an ex-con or a felon has absolutely nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
This,
that's
the fact.
What,
the man was at work.
Mm-hmm.
The man was doing his job, and he was accosted by two customers. Now, if he did the same thing, if two dudes jumped the counter and the same result happened, McDonald's would have been giving him a medal. He would have been a hero.
Yeah.
But instead, they fire him, and then he gets arrested, and the state tried to charge him with assault.
Exactly. And the girls at that time, was only charged with criminal trespass. That's it. They were not charged with anything else but criminal trespass. And anybody, I looked it up, they didn't even serve. They gave him like a small community service, and they didn't even have to do that. So The two girls actually just got away scot-free. Now, ladies, I just want to real quick, do you believe, I don't know if you've seen the video or not, but if you did he use necessary force? Or do you feel like he went overboard? The reason I'm saying this is because I want somebody to call in and say, yo, he went overboard, or yo, he did this right, or whatever the case may be. I want somebody who actually saw the video or whatever and just to call in and say, look, this is how I feel about this.
I got you. And you know, to me, there's no such thing as how much force you measure out when you feel that you're being attacked and your life is in danger.
No doubt.
When you have to flip into that mode, you flip into that mode. I'm going to protect my life. Just like the last story that we just done with the kid breaking into the police officer's house.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer whipped that kid up. I have no problem. You had no business breaking into the man's
house. True indeed. You're absolutely
threatening his family.
You're absolutely right, because you go into a man's house, and the first thing he wants to do is protect his family, and he's going to do that by any means. If I have to put you on your back and make sure you never get up again, that's what's going to happen if I have to protect my family. If I got to,
right.
it's either me or you, in that sense, and it's not going to be me.
You're absolutely right.
And it's I don't want to get off this real quick, but it's amazing that you said that, because a Brooklyn dad is facing jail for shooting an intruder in his house.
Wow. Okay.
He saw an intruder into his son. The intruder broke into the man's house and entered his son's room.
Mm-hmm.
Started rummaging through things. The man went, grabbed his 9mm, asked it, before he even fired, asked him, "Yo, what the are you doing in my house?" Told the dude didn't answer. The man who had the gun told his girlfriend, "Hey, call the police." This is all before he fired one shot.
Right.
Told the man, call the police. The lady say, "I heard a tussle," and next thing she heard was two shots. Bam, bam, dude, and she seen a dude falling down the stairs. Now, they want to charge the man for possession of unmarked, or the red gun wasn't licensed.
Right.
They charged him with an illegal handgun, and He was supposed to go to jail. They wound up at the end of the day only giving him 3 days to be in jail, because he had to take a lesser charge to get the 3 days and move.
Right.
To me, 3 days too much.
He didn't get charged because he shot the guy. He got charged because he had an illegal weapon.
Yeah,
Again, illegal weapons are flooding our streets every day, and there's people who are getting shot with. Again, you got to have a
handgun.
Illegal
handgun.
You
got to be registered.
Again, so he got it off the streets, which, you know, I guess he did what he felt he had to do. But at the same time, I mean, get a weapon, get it registered, get you a permit, cover yourself. Because if you have to protect your family, you
got
to make sure you're covered.
I agree with you.
I mean, if he had it, if the gun was on the up and up, nothing would have happened. That's why they worked it down to 3 days, because they empathized with what what he had to do.
Right.
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 So,
I feel you.
It's just, I don't know.
But in the case of Rayon here, they seem, oh, felon, mm-hmm. bad guy. Oh, and they started painting him as the bad guy. You can see, now here's what killed me. When you watch the YouTube video, you can see them, you see the female jump the counter. You see the other one go to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them about to come at him. And then you see, when you see him come back, they break back. He wop, wop, wop. But then this white lady, I shouldn't even mention whether or not she was black or white. This lady, sees it. She didn't say nothing when they jumped the counter.
No.
She didn't see nothing when they slapped him. But the minute he got the wop, 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 she's screaming, stop it, stop it.
Call the police.
Yeah. All of a sudden, she should have been like, why would y'all do something that stupid jumping the counter?
True. And the thing about mm-hmm. it is, why I would have just sat there like, hey, you know what? That's you get for good.
There's
a reason that we're on this side of the counter.
There's a reason why you laying there holding your head.
Yeah. But no, but then again, it's that whole, he's a man. I think it could have been he's a man. He should have sat there. It was nothing but a slap and a spit in the face. Why did he take that?
And he did take that.
I know.
He went to the back to walk it off again. I got a problem with McDonald's.
True.
Where was the manager?
Yeah.
The minute you got two customers getting into it this deep with one of your employees, why didn't you step in there and say, okay, hey, man, go to the back. I got this. I'll take care of this. Look.
Absolutely.
Here's your 50, and go to Burger King.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Totally agree with you. But
you don't let your employee get accosted like that, and you just standing there not doing anything.
It turns out they had also filed a complaint to the a lady. She's the owner of that McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah.
He filed a complaint against them saying that they had security issues in that restaurant before, and nothing was done.
Yeah,
I was
gonna wait to the end to get.
Sorry.
No, it's cool. Right. That's what he did. He said a lot of the employees of that particular restaurant had been complaining about security. They wanted security in there because this is a high traffic area, and you've got a high cross-reference of people. Because I think it's like close to a downtown area or whatever.
In New York,
you got business people. At the same time, you got party goers. You got homeless. You got a big cross-section of people where there could be conflict, not just with the workers, but between customers.
Right.
I mean, if you go on YouTube, you can put in McDonald's fight or put in restaurant fight and watch what pops up.
Yeah.
People in those type of restaurants butt heads all the time.
Yeah. No doubt. It happens. It's not just that. It's a whole thing with it. I mean, I don't want to just single out McDonald's or nothing, but there's a lot of restaurants that just is fast food restaurants because people get attitudes just because.
Yep.
And I mean, so a lot of things you have a reason to be, but a lot of times it's just, yo, I want to be ignorant.
Yep. And at the same time you said that, the two females in this case were known for starting crap with people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was said that they were they on the same team.
Lesbians.
Yeah.
You could say that.
Okay, they were two lesbians, but they were known for like trying to pick fights and
punk
and
guys.
And I seen the picture of one of them, and she thinks she a dude.
I can believe that.
She thinks she.
I believe
you
that.
Can see it in her. She
and
thinks she is.
If
dude.
That's the case, she got a man size whooping. There
you go.
You go.
Super
that,
fast.
She got that.
She sure did get super size.
She got the Big Mac. Hold the pain.
Right.
Let me get
right.
the Big Mac. Hold the pain.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You know what? Let's go into a break, and then we'll be back with this topic. 818-514-1202. We want to hear how you feel out there about this case and anything else. Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody's been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rap it. Make paragraphs with graphics. Cause new days is dawning, new ways of performing.
Hey, Truth Brother listeners, this is Candace.
producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to thank all of our fans for the love and support for the show. Please continue to show your love by telling three friends about the show and asking them to check us out on blogtalkradio.com/Truth Brothers. That's TRUFBROS, live on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and all episodes are available for free download on iTunes. Feel free to drop your comments on Facebook and Twitter and write your reviews on iTunes. Help us reach our goal to becoming the number one internet radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and we'll keep telling our truth straight with no chasing. Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
get the people going.
Truth Brothers Radio. And we're back.
We're back.
Getting out of here.
Candace and Apollo. She just went get out of here. Man, Candace is taking over, dog.
Yeah.
She got the sexiest Truth Brother commercial I've ever heard.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, we've been getting comments about that. Yeah.
Dude,
we have?
You done got a lot of dudes kicked out the house with SpongeBob book bags on. You know what? You want Candace so bad, chase her. And she put the trailer on the back of the truck and kept moving. Dude, oh, baby, my bad. Pull my pants up. That's the truth, brother.
Right. Right.
That is awful.
But then straight with no chaser.
Now, please, pull your pants up, boy.
Okay, move along.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Pretty please.
Yes, sir.
Your wife's looking. Okay, all right.
Sir, you don't love that.
I'm saying, all right, we're back.
We're back
with victims.
That's right.
Candace has caused a lot of victims.
That's right. Now, again, the number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. Yeah, so, like, yeah.
It's hard to get. Oh, I mean, you know, it's. All right, we got to get back in our mode, man.
It's part of, I know, your defense attorney or your prosecuting attorney, that's part of their strategy to try to take somebody and you don't want them looking like a victim. You want to try to make them into the bad guy. But sometimes we do this stuff to ourselves. Like I was telling you about the girl and the R. Kelly video.
Right.
Well, I mean, I was at a barbecue one time, man, and we sitting around a table and we get on this topic. And two females got to saying, you know, hey, first off, she 13 years old. She know what she doing.
She went
out of her way to get peed on. Again, the Boondocks thing, when Raleigh's whole premise was, hey, she's 13 years old. She know what she's doing. She saw P, she stayed.
Yep.
I see P, I run. Right.
Yeah, I got you. It's funny you mentioned that because I knew a couple people who said the same thing. But it's crazy how I presented that to this person. I said, hey, but if that was your daughter,
exactly.
How would you feel?
Exactly. And this is a grown man who seduces a child. He's an international superstar. He seduced her into seeing P and staying.
You know what? Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
But,
Because
that apology's right there, and we don't need that. But the thing is, man, it's crazy how we pass judgment like that, but the minute it hits you, you want to flip it a little bit, but you can't really flip it
until it's your kid.
Right.
Right. When it's your kid, then all of a sudden, this is so wrong.
Right.
I mean, everybody saw the video. This child, it disgusted me, man. And I see the kid, and I saw my daughter, and then I got mad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I totally.
I see Rayon doing his job and was doing it well. He saw the 50. I got to scan it. Sorry, ladies. Why would you get mad because he had to scan the 50?
Counterfeit.
Okay.
Monopoly money.
Okay, you had just got it off the HP printer and said, let's go to McDonald's.
Yep, you hungry?
Right.
Yep, I'm loving it. But the thing about that is, it's funny to me because not only are you – if Rayon – put it like this. Rayon got a strike against him already. If Rayon does not scan that 50 – or whatever the case may be, Rayon, trouble again. So he had to do his job.
And he still couldn't win because McDonald's, the manager, and all them turned right on him. Oh, you a felon. Trouble again.
Yeah.
How dare you beat our customers?
And that's
on the wrong side of the counter.
Sure, they hopped over. Maybe we were taking too long with their fries.
Right.
That's the problem with us. We need to speed up service. Come on, man.
That's why we docking your pay.
Yep. You already getting pennies. Now you owe us. How is that?
Do you want this, Rayon? Oh, also he's got a lawsuit against them.
Oh yes, I think it was a civil suit.
Right.
Yeah, he has it. I'm hoping he wins.
I hope he wins big.
And I hope he gets more than the $465 that our previous brother. I want him to at the end of the day say, hey, you know what? I think I'll own this McDonald's if that's okay with you.
Right. That way. That's a great way for a fella not to have to worry about finding work.
Again, yeah, that's a good way to say, hey, I'm just maintaining. I'm staying above water.
Exactly.
But, yeah, because we know McDonald's will never go bankrupt. We love Big Macs too much. But
you know, it's just, I mean, it's a shame the way they reacted to this because, like I said, again, any customer crossing the counter is a boundary line.
Exactly.
The counter is the neutral zone where this transaction takes place, where I get your money and you get your food.
And the minute you cross that, I consider you a criminal.
That's right.
You hop on my side of you're a criminal.
That's
you
right.
could be robbing me or whatever the case may be. The second your feet touch my counter, you're going over there in a deep
That's
fry.
Right. I mean, well, you say that. I mean, if you look at the video, when you see him going back and they're going back after him, heck, the confrontation took part right by the grease fryer. So what if he didn't grab the pole? What if they caught him and got the beating on him and he slips and then they pour grease on him?
But then again,
it's still his fault.
That's what he has to know. That's what he has to do in order for it to be justified.
It's
he has
right.
to get beat and hot. All right, let's see. Is there enough? Yeah, there's just enough of skin boiling on him to make him the victim. All right, you win. Sure, you have half a face now, but you win,
right.
Harvey.
Right. We might can get you in that next Freddy Krueger movie.
Huh? Would you like that? I'm going to change your name to Rayon. That's cool. Change it to Half It. That is, dude.
It's terrible.
And it's
not.
But it's not just Rayon's situation. It's
no.
a lot of situations where the victim becomes
the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Right.
Like,
right.
You get the lady. I read a story. This lady killed the guy who was raping her. She killed him, and she goes to jail. That's it's all of these stories.
Wow.
Yeah, she
really?
Killed him. Pull it up. Exact story. This lady was coming home from work. She worked the night. She worked as a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
She's been telling telling her company that, yo, she, you know, you don't, normally security guards, if you get off late, they have a male security. If you're a lady, they have a male security guard walk you to your car
right.
or something like that.
Right.
This time she, you know, I got it, whatever, blah 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 blah. She gets raped, and you know she winds up. She's security guard. She got a hand pistol on him. She pow pow, bam, he's down. The thing is, they're not going to let her sue the company because she didn't allow the male security guard to walk with her to her car, and because she killed the guy around the car. And I'm like.
Wait a minute,
she
won't let them sue her.
She can't sue. She can't. The
who
company
said they can't. The company
whoever,
say that. That's the company.
No.
The company offered security for her.
They offered,
so
now she can't
car,
sue.
And she refused.
She refused the guy going to, hey, you know, let me walk you to. No, I got
a,
it.
A good deal work around that.
I don't. Hey.
No. A good
I'm sure he will,
that.
But I'm sure at the end of the day she's going to get something. But if she does, it's going to be something. But it probably won't be because she refused. They're going to say, this is our way out.
She refused
you
to be
you
able
don't
to be
know,
protected.
But that's the company's line.
You
don't
have
know,
to have something
you
in
don't
writing.
Know what, you don't know what the situation was. They could have said, yeah, we're going to have someone walk you out, but right now we're in the middle of doing this inventory. If you can wait an hour and a half, we'll have someone walk you out. She's like, no, I got to get on with my kids now. You don't know what the
I'm sure.
You're just hearing the right. You're hearing the company side and the company.
No, I heard.
Always,
I got you.
You know, they're gonna always come out with a cover story, just like McDonald's. McDonald's said, "Hey, we didn't even know he was a felon. Oh my God,
they did."
Yeah, I read
know
what
he was a felon when
they
when he hired him.
Maybe maybe they say he didn't check the box, or maybe that was just a cover
to
cover they behind.
Whatever, that's a lie.
Right,
that's a lie. You don't know if a guy's a felon or not. You do the background checks. And your background check, regardless on if you cover the box or not, they're going to say, oh, yeah, you know he did a bid up at Rutgers.
Rutgers,
whatever. I haven't been to jail. Rutgers. Nah, I haven't been to jail, so all I know is Alcatraz.
I heard all I know is
26 in California.
Right.
That's all I know. I'm the only two jails I know of. And I haven't been to
either one. There you go.
Unless I had to pick somebody up from 26 in California.
You can't find a parking spot if that happens.
Right. There you go. I've only visited somebody in jail one time.
Really?
Yep.
That was it.
One time I had a family member in jail, and I was gonna go see her, but she got moved before I. By the time I got there, they had moved her to another place and didn't know it. You know, but. Besides that, I've only visited one person in jail. Yeah, I try not to. I don't like that place.
I've never actually been inside of one. I've always said outside and say, hey, man, look, I'll be waiting here.
Good luck.
When you get out there, get in the car, and we driving right off. Because trust me, I'm not going far with you because, yeah, man, I'm fresh out. Click, click. Now we going to get this bank. I don't know. I don't want to be involved. At that point, you can take my car. Because it's not where I'll walk home.
Right.
Got my SpongeBob book bag and all. I'm ready. But, no, actually, man, I feel, is our system so messed up to the point where we don't understand who's... Because I feel you because I was going to say the Supreme Court.
The grand jury.
Yeah, the grand jury.
The grand jury in Rayon's case heard the facts, and they chose not to indict him.
Right.
Which was great. And this happened last month. So brother didn't go to jail. Brother didn't get anything. Yeah.
That's worth an applause.
Let me go. Yeah, I got to pull him up. Yeah.
Do that. That's worth an applause because.
You're absolutely right.
He's not like his brother, or nothing like that. He just got caught up.
He made a mistake when he was a teenager.
Exactly.
He made a mistake as a teenager, and
he's paid
for it. And he's still paying for it, and he's trying to live a right life. And you know what? I hope when you get McDonald's in court.
That's
what I'm hoping.
Great. Now just don't go make it rain with that money.
That's right. That's right.
But no, I honestly, man, I feel that, and I don't get why that even had to be discussed, though.
But that's part of the. That's part of the process. Again, maybe the police didn't see it as clear cut because I mean, look, guys. Again, when we talked about the masculinity episode, we talked about how guys, you know, we got this code. Hey, you know, there's really not too many circumstances where you feel like you should have to put your hands on a woman, and you know, maybe the two officers just seeing them laying there, owie oochie, and just said, "Hey, man, did you really have to use?" The pole.
Because
really.
he did fracture one of the girl's skulls.
Yeah. Well, she deserved it. And I think.
There it is.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I don't think her brain worked too right to begin with.
Well,
so,
you know, like you all said before, the moment you decide to hop over that counter, you took matters in your own hands.
No doubt.
Right.
And that means
you opened yourself up to anything that was going to happen to you.
You did.
And did happen to you. And that's what you get. She's
absolutely right.
Luckily, he didn't bash your brain in.
Right.
Exactly.
She would have had to have a brain to get bashed in.
Well, there it is. You know, but it could have been way more severe. He could have killed them.
He could have.
He could have just totally went ham and killed them. But, you know, they were able, you know, a couple of his employees, his co-workers separated them. correct?
No.
Try to.
One of them was, one of the dudes, if you look at the thing, one of the, real quick before we take this real quick break, bro, one of the guys was trying to pull the thing, but he pulled like, come on, Rayon, but he was too busy laughing. Like, oh, he hit it again.
Well, I seen it. He tried to grab it, and dude was in that mold.
Yeah, so he didn't want to. Yeah,
he didn't want to catch one.
But no, he saw the girl. If you look at it, he saw the girl catch one more to the head, and was like, ooh, hey, Rayon. Yeah. So
you giving her a headache?
That's used for squashing a quarter pound of meat, man. What are you doing? And yeah, that's what went down. So, but we gotta
right.
We gotta take this quick break, man. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again. I'll be your baby.
Truth Brothers Radio.
If you join the Army, you'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now them poor grunts are eating sand in 130-degree heat. We're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some. That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day. In co-ed showers. I ain't lying, pal. Out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
You have to stop killing us!
Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take you out of Earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, on up the morning.
True Brothers Radio.
Murder capital, we'll be murdered for capital.
Lucifer, Lucifer, on up the morning, I'm gonna take you out of Earth.
You did it again, you a genius.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. That's a paternal song.
That's me down there. Lucifer.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Now hold him down. Hold him.
Hold him.
Get a rope. Yeah.
Time for me to burn that turno.
Yep.
I'm going in there. That's. Don't worry.
Jerry be joining you soon.
How's your wife? I miss my wife. Don't worry. We coming for her.
They all going to be down here soon. Pineapples for everybody.
Pineapple?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember Lil Nicky?
Yeah.
Remember that? The movie Lil Nicky?
No.
With Adam Sandler.
With Adam Sandler was the son of the devil, and the devil said that every day at a certain time, the worst of them gets a special punishment where he shoves a pineapple in their behind.
Oh.
It's like, okay, it's Hitler's turn. Bring him out.
speaking of Hitler, man, we gotta jump into our last sponsor, man. You know, we still got Jordan
That's
brand
right.
Jordans.
That's
you
right.
can get them at all rollback stores. They're on sale now, 30% off as usual. They might go up next week. We're gonna keep up with them. But now you can get you a brand new pair of Jordan brand Jordans for only $900. That's right.
What a bargain.
I know, man. Jordan brand Jordans. Because if they was your kids, they'd understand. But
right.
That's just saying.
And
but,
again, right, this portion of True Brothers is also brought to you by John Download's new book, I Walk With Jesus, because he doesn't have a car. Now at all bookstores and rollback stores.
Of course, man. Everybody loves the rollbacks.
There you go.
Yeah, you been there yet?
Yeah.
You been to the rollback?
Yeah. Got some cores. That's right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Your iPods there. Straight from .com. That's right.
Wow. Ice Mike got
Yeah. Remember when we did the materialism episode? See, we tune in. We can refer back to all these shows now.
It'd be great.
But when we did the materialism issue, it had came out that they had this big, they was going to have this big unveiling of the iPads.
and they needed to make some last-minute changes. Do you know that the managers of BotCon went and woke up the workers that were asleep in the barracks part of the plant, woke them up and drug them out on the line and made them get to work?
All right.
There you go.
You can clearly see we need more product. All right. How many hours you had? I only had 5 minutes. That's enough.
Get back out there. That's right.
No, we're not rotating the line. I don't care if four of your fingers are gone.
Right.
That is wrong.
Right.
Ooh, that's wrong.
So, yeah, getting back on this, man. Yeah, the whole thing about the way they paint these people, man. And again, I'm happy that the grand jury didn't indict this brother, that they was able to see through the crap. And they turned around and they're going to charge the two women they're loading up more charges.
Hey.
But again, I don't understand. Why didn't McDonald's see? You had someone jump your counter.
But you know what?
You had someone jump your counter.
You know what?
I'm not defending them. The manager?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not defending them. I'm saying, where was McDonald's?
No, the reason I said what I said was because at that point in time, the only thing they saw was big guy, pole, girls on
women,
ground.
Correct.
Right.
That's
okay.
All they saw.
Okay.
They didn't see, whoa, why are they over here? They just, ooh, another shot to the brain. He is making them switch sides back over again.
He's making McNuggets.
When did McDonald's start serving fruit punch out the head? Dude, I was like, because I saw it. I was
there the first time you see it, you're like, wait a minute. That was, and then once you start reasoning, put a little reason to it, like, you don't jump the counter.
You don't jump the counter.
You don't bet on people.
Oh, yeah.
That is the nastiest thing you can do to someone.
That's the ultimate sign of disrespect, dog. Like, I'd rather you, like, dude say, I'd rather you punch me than slap me. I'm sorry, that's just the thing. I'd rather you punch me than slap me, but I'm just saying.
Right. Well, men don't slap men.
Okay. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Unless
you're in a duel or something.
Yeah, but that's French.
Right.
We not rolling.
Rick James.
Way. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was weeks ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? What did the five fingers say to the face?
Come here, Charlie. I got a new one. All right, man. We enough subject. But if you spit on me, I would tend to black out too. I would tend to just my brain will pop and then I would lose all functional brain material and just go straight for what's the closest Big Mac don't hurt, but this pole will. He probably snatched that off the door.
Yeah, he went to the
back.
I worked at a couple of McDonald's. I can't recall where the poles were.
That was off the door.
Obviously, he knew what. Yeah, probably the security one, right? I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Either way, or he broke that. He came out, man.
He looked like Darth Maul with that thing. He was flipping it around and.
Yeah, he hit her. He hit her with a little bit of that Jean Claude in the beginning. Like, yep, bring it. He remember when Neo wrapped it around his back and put his finger. Bring it on. He came right.
Right.
Ping, ping, pop, 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 and they
right.
Don't swim.
They fell, and then one tried to get up. And, nope, you stay down. I say.
And see, I think she thought about it.
I'm better off down here.
Remember in Hangover 2 when dude kept hitting them every time they talked.
Right.
That's what it was. I bet if I stay down, he won't hit me again.
Wrong.
Yep. Well, he looked at the other girl in the eye and said, well, I guess this is it.
Right.
I guess this is it. We have learned to not get to the...
Right, because I don't mean to be bogus, but, I mean, one looked like a dude and then one was cute. The cute one, this is another fine mess you done got me into.
You are a guy. This is what gets you want to go to the movies and start punking guys. Remember when Trevor hit you in the throat at the movies?
Yep.
Because you said, excuse me, little dude. And next thing you know, you on the ground and he hit me too. So this is what happened. Hey, I am not mad with the punch to the throat, man. I'm not mad. Hey, real quick, man. Just curious. Let me ask Candace. All right. Let's just say a guy comes around or whatever and you see him.
Here you go. Let me load up this. Yep. Cause I'll
get
see
ready.
Coming. Yep.
Well, I'm not,
go ahead. I'm
why,
ahead.
Why are we pointing the flag at me, man? I didn't do nothing yet. Now, back to my question. You see a guy. You at your job. You see a guy. You don't know why, but he just walks in and bam, steal this lady at your job. That's not
that
funny.
That actually almost happened the other day.
Oh, well, that's why it's funny.
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm always down for a violent domestic violence story.
Oh,
let's
God.
Hear it. Let me get comfortable.
No, I'm not going to put them on blast, but go ahead and finish what.
Oh, well,
your
there
question.
You go. But let's just say that happened. Guy comes in, boom, she goes, oh, no, Jesus, catch me. And then, he stands over and says, and you won't take my son again, and walks right out. What would you do? I'm curious, though.
No, I didn't know. I'm
just saying, like, it's just random. A random thought.
Yeah.
And you at work. You watch.
You're at work, and you see this.
I'm inside of my building, and it happens on the inside of my building.
Yeah, you dude comes in. Hey, everybody, how y'all doing? You, real cool dude. Y'all know, but hey, how y'all doing? Is my wife here? Or, yeah, she's in the back. Oh, hey, how you doing? Bam! And you won't take my son again, and walks right out. I'm just kidding.
Wow, you got to think about it. I would think you would get on the phone and call the police and call an ambulance. I mean, for me, I'm working and he, boom.
Well, let me finish.
I got to clock him.
Really?
Let me finish Ooh. My thought bubble.
Yeah, let us storm the brain.
I was still, you know, because, oh, wow. Well, of course you have to call the police. I mean, that's.
I know
the given situations of what you need to do, but, you know, would I turn a blind eye? Depending on, you know, how bad she's messed up. I mean,
you don't know. You just at work.
You just see her, and
you
next
work
thing
you
know, you're
at the sweetmeat factory.
One minute, she's sitting up looking very pretty. She falls down. She gets up. She looks like Macy Gray. Which one do you
Ooh.
Do?
Wow.
I'm just saying. Sometimes I cry when I talk. She comes up like that. I'm just saying.
Well.
I'm just, hey, you know, True Brothers Radio. Let's put the truth out there because I'm going to let her talk. Then I got
okay.
real quick.
Right, I got you.
It's one of those situations where, you know, I'm obligated, you know, to help the victim.
Okay.
I'm obligated, you know, so I would have to call the police.
The
but
victim
then,
in this case being Macy Gray.
The one who got punched. But then on the other hand, I might slowly walk past, brother, you need to hurry and get out of here. Go, run.
Okay.
Now, this would have to be someone I know. And if he's been going through that type of situation.
But what
you don't,
if you,
when
you,
you
don't
get
know
to
that
something,
you don't know what the situation is.
You just know he walked
just
in.
At work.
If he walked in and, like, but the scenario you gave is you better not take my son
that's
again.
What he,
or,
yeah, that's what he
right,
said.
Right, but that's
you
what I'm saying.
What the
given that.
Is.
That's I mean,
all,
something
all
like
you
that.
Know is.
He could have took him to daycare.
Or she could have. He could have had custody and she could have came, swiped him, and never brought
that's
him back.
That's more or less what I
Maybe,
thought you meant.
Yeah. But
no,
again,
that's actually what I thought he meant. And when he said it in that context, that's what I had in my head, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said what I said.
I got
right.
You.
But if I totally didn't know the situation, and this is an employee of mine who I don't really know, you know, he's always quiet and, you know.
He don't work there.
Oh,
he
works
No, he
there.
Doesn't work there. The
he
lady
shows
does.
Up.
He works
He just
job.
Shows up and say, hey, da-da-da-bing, she falls, catch me Jesus. She gets up, Macy Gray's in the building.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm obligated to help her and, yeah, I will probably get as much information on him as possible, you know, to help the situation.
Bro.
That's
hey,
all
you
really can do.
Yeah, okay. I'm work. We on the line at the sweetmeat factory.
We making iPhones.
We making iPhones, right. And I got the twitch in my hand.
What is with the sweetmeat factory?
Yeah, remember
the girl who got fired from a job?
Because
she put the lady penis in her pants and went to work.
Oh.
And she was swinging it. Hey, fellas. Just
right.
thought I'd join you in the bathroom.
Exactly. We can in.
So this what it feel like?
We can reach yeah. back and, you know.
Gotcha.
So, but,
gotcha.
No. So I see that, right? And I'm working the line, and dude don't work there. He comes on, he's trespassing number one.
Okay.
And he, bibbit, boom, Macy Gray in the building. Then I gotta knock him out.
But
only because
you don't
only
know.
Because I don't know what they.
But you're just going because
trespass
he's a lady.
She's a lady. He trespassed in the building.
But
he jumped the counter.
But,
okay. He jumped the counter.
Ah.
He trespassed in the building. He doesn't work here. He could pull out two knives and start capping everybody in the building. He doesn't work there. You got to subdue him.
But what
you gotta subdue him.
Do you subdue Rayon?
No, you don't.
You don't have to. Here's
you
my
don't.
Thing.
Rayon is. It's
but I'm
shit.
Just let's just
no,
no,
no you don't subdue
let's
him.
Say, let's just
you
say,
don't you don't attempt on. To subdue him. He may hurt you.
Let's just
you don't
say
know
won't
he
hurt
a,
me.
Let's
you don't
say,
know if he has a weapon or not.
Right.
Okay.
You let the police
see, here
handle
you
it.
Go. Now he won't hurt me.
Because I'm, if the not let's face it, if the woman doesn't press charges on it, you know, or if she
doesn't
give up any
right.
information, you stay out of it.
No, but it doesn't matter. The plant
to get a off
the
property.
The plant where she works is gonna press charge.
True.
It don't matter what she gonna do.
Then that's fine. So then you don't have to worry about subduing him.
The reason I say what I say is because you, like I said, you don't know the situation, you don't know dude. Let's just say you walking into Rayon's spot, right? You didn't come in until you see him. All you see is him smashing heads.
Right.
Do you say, hey, somebody get dude from smashing heads?
Well, that's what the lady screamed. Hey, stop.
But
the lady was there the whole time.
I'm saying if you walk in, do you say, hey,
I
what
walk
is going
in
on?
And been like, ooh, dang, you know what? The Wendy's is down the street. Let's go get some Wendy's.
So you leave from that.
I don't know what's going on here. It's people there. I don't, hey.
But you don't subdue.
I'm working next to Susie on the line at the sweetmeat factory. That's different. I'm working there. If I worked with Rayon, I would have, okay, they're done. They're done. Those burgers are done. I would have got, if I worked with Rayon, I would have gotten in there and, hey, man, I work with him. I know the
but
dude.
But you don't know if Rayon
I
had
don't,
snapped. And Rayon could have snapped and
that's
swung
whole,
at you.
Well, he could have, but Marine.
And,
I'm going,
oh,
I'm
boy,
just
here
saying,
we go.
I'm just saying.
We Kimbo now.
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Because
I'm
saying you
saying,
don't know if dude after he
but
hit
I don't
girl.
Want, but at the same time. If I work with, I don't want him killing them either. Because if he would have killed them,
no doubt,
the grand jury, the whole thing would have turned out different.
Okay,
if he would have killed them too.
But one of them's mentally challenged now.
But she was mentally challenged when she jumped the counter.
Nah, she probably was just bad when she jumped.
Whatever.
Now she peed
whatever.
Bad.
Whatever.
818-514-1202.
There you go.
So I'm curious, man. I'm just,
I got you. I'm,
me
just,
myself,
I'm just saying. Well, okay,
myself.
What do you do?
Me myself, I have to see what the situation is, because I don't know what's going on in their life. Maybe she could have been abusing him all this time or
whatever. But the point is you can't go into a place of work, especially a place you don't work, and do that.
You're right.
You're going to jail.
You're right.
If you was don't ever take my kids again, she won't have to, because you've just given them up by doing
no
that.
No doubt.
You've just served them up on a platter.
No doubt.
I'm
no
just
doubt.
Saying.
Hey, situations arise. That's all I'm saying.
So, I don't know the
situation.
I'm seeing female being attacked at work on a job. And, no, yeah, I can know.
Imagine if it was a dude and another dude came in there and said, hey, man, stay away from my woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
now what do you do?
I wait for security. Be like, hey, dude, you should have led with your left.
So... But he still trespassed.
He still
took care of your
and
dude,
security.
Hey,
you're right. That's the guy in me. It's a woman being beat. I'm gone. But yeah, dude. I mean, let you know,
it's
my
me
boy.
And you, though.
It's me and you. Yeah, I'm gonna hit him with a chair and be like, dude, you better leave those. You better leave this girl alone. But it's just old Trevor that worked the line.
So, depending on your relationship with the guy is where you step in.
Hey, man.
But if you don't know the girl, you step in instantly.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's a little sexist.
I know.
That's a little sexist. That's I want to show my chest.
It really is.
Marine, I got this.
I'm sorry. You're right.
See the shield with the star?
No.
Cap. That's you.
No.
That is you.
Not at all.
Hey, that's why I'm like, hey, if dude comes in my place of business and say, hey, you know what? Stay away from my girl, or he hits him first and say, hey man, you better keep yo away from my girl, I'm like, hey man, what happened? And then
maybe okay, I'm with that too. Again, man, I might grab, hey man, you better get out of here because security coming. But
you
get out of here.
But you still give dude a way out. But the other dude, you give him no chance of getting out. I got to take him down and hold him till the police comes.
Yeah, I got you.
That just sounds a little bit on the unfair
bogus.
Side.
It's a little bit just on the bogus
saying.
Side.
Just
you're probably
saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to contemplate it over this break. Let's go ahead and get into the last break, and then we'll get into the last segments of Truth Brothers Radio.
All day.
Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back. Maybe not. You should stop laying down for the law. Be sure to commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
Truth Brothers Radio.
King from Queens, from Queens come King. We're raising hell like a class when the lunch bell rings. The King will be praised and I will be raised. This is something try to face, but he won't be saved. So what's your name? DMC, the King is me. Sure, hot man or his majesty. Now you in your face, you can concentrate, but you can't imitate DMC, the great.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and yeah, the number to give us a call, 818-514-1202, as we get ready to wrap up another episode of Truth Brothers Radio.
There you go, the Big Ten.
Yeah, man, so is everybody super excited, man?
Hell yeah, well, I'm having a ball, man.
I'm just saying, man, we are.
I think I'm going to experience the effects of tequila tonight.
Oh,
well, there you go.
You still haven't told us where you were going. I'm curious.
And she looking like, and I did that on purpose.
I know, right? I'm just. Is it nothing you want to share?
Not really.
Well, can you shout out some of the people you're going with?
My girl Juju B. We gonna get it in. Right. Hey Juju.
Well,
keep
one of them.
Keep my Ciroc on ice.
One
King
of them
Bash.
Is my bestie, JC. She knows who she is.
Uh oh.
Jesus Christ. She's going partying with Jesus.
Considering she works for the government, I don't think she wants a full government.
It's still
over the air. So
right,
it's still.
You know, shouts out to my bestie JC. What's up, love? Ready to get it in tonight?
Let's go see. Yeah, boy. I wish we could have fun like that.
I don't think so. I'll tell you after the show where we're going, and I think you're gonna have a change of thought.
Scared. We're True Brothers Radio.
Brady, you know where I'm going, right?
Hey, I don't know nothing.
So what's going on?
Okay.
We can do it real good. Let's just stretch it out.
No.
All right, now we got it. I guess next week I could tell y'all why we didn't want to go where she was going.
Exactly.
Why can't the True Brothers go? We'll make a nice show there, wherever you're going.
Okay. Have either of you seen Tu Wong Fu?
Nope. Don't want to finish that. Nope. And the True Brothers. Brothers will not be broadcasting from the guy, lady, girl.
There you go.
No. So,
what's the, moving right along.
Yeah,
we're good.
Hey, man.
Have
I tried
fun.
To say.
Yeah. That's right. Have
you
fun.
You and JC. Hey, girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be, put your arms out for Jesus.
Put your arms out for Jesus. All right.
Oh, God.
That is awful, man.
Hey, JC, I hope you're listening. I hope you are listening to True Brothers and listen to your girl on the radio.
Maybe y'all can. Yeah. Maybe
she's,
y'all can
she's good. She's good people.
She's good people?
Yeah, she's great.
I'm sure she is. She's a friend of Candace.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm sure she has to be good people. They both got that sexy, hey, boy.
Yeah.
This is phone ladies.
Yeah. I know you know who Jay-Z. Remember when we were making demos a couple of years back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was our Latin caller.
Oh,
Truth brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting. Well, what's up, JC?
That's
just
right.
Saying hi.
Because joining the army is just stupid.
You still haven't told the Truth Brothers that in that Mexicano. You haven't told us that you love us in that Mexicano. I want to call next week in Mexicano voice. I like that.
That's right. So, you know, we're 10 in. How does it feel?
Still, don't sound, we're 10 in, that's what Dusky's doing. But, no, it feels great, man. I'm happy, man. I'm happy with my company. I'm happy with what we're doing here. It's fun, man. That's what makes it great. It's fun.
It is. This 10 has went by like a
I know,
blur,
man. I know.
Like a blur, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying all the new friends that we're meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of the past callers, man, from Bubba in the Backwoods
all
to the West Spot, man. We've been having a great time.
Yeah, what's up to you guys,
man?
What's up to the West Spot? But anyway, real quick, yeah, I wanted to say, even down to the Cracker Copters. We love them, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh,
Cracker
yeah.
Copters.
All the hicks from Hooterville was fun, too, man. I love it, man.
Yeah,
I
so
love it,
and
feel free to call in anytime. Everyone is always welcome to call the Truth.
No doubt, and you also please, you know, leave us a thought on the our Facebook page and drop something there, or again tune in to Blog Talk and drop a little comment or whatever there. If you guys got anything you want to say about the Truth Brothers, whether even if it's topics that you feel like the Truth Brothers should cover.
Yeah, or again, don't forget to go to iTunes, man. You can download us on iTunes
for
again.
Absolutely free.
For some of our other callers, excuse me, they are, if you're running your moonshine and you got your iPod in, put in the Truth Brothers. Expose us to three more of your friends when y'all drinking a hooch in the back and shooting your guns, and let them call next week.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Yep. Just keep your crosses over there. I guess they don't trust them new over here.
That's
though.
Right. Oh, yeah. For some of them early callers, hey, go back to episode 2 and 3 and check that out. That'll really get you going.
That'll get your life right. But
right.
All in all, man.
So how do you feel, Super Producer? I mean, is it hard handling us? Is it
keeping us in line?
Yeah, is it
Well, hey, I'm kind of used to you guys at this point. I'm kind of used to you all. As long as we got the...
You've had some famous callers, too.
Yeah.
I can't wait till we're a year in. I can't wait.
Remember,
hey, why don't you come on down to Detroit? Come hang out with me, Mommy. Remember all that? Yeah.
Dude, and the crazy part, she gets all the... Maybe, are we not sexy enough?
No.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Not at all.
But you all are relaying these messages to me. This is the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
No,
nah,
you
heard
that.
Dude,
that was Christmas
no,
time.
No, not that. You saying I'm getting all the love. I'm coming with Divine.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
What about Bubba from the Backwoods?
That wasn't that sweet Candace googly moogly.
Yeah.
Remember all that?
Yeah.
Ain't no one pulling my overalls up. Like, they just... Oh, my God. Divine, you're so chocolate, and
nah.
I don't get none of that.
Well, you get like you say, car drags and knife pulls.
Car drags and knife pulls is what I get, man.
That's right.
Real quick, man, let's just send out our thank yous, man.
Okay.
All right. First off, we got to say thank you to Toby Jones and Ibram's World, and I got to say what's up to Ebony Love. They checking in on the page and saying, hey, we're listening. Just
wanted to
give you a shout out. So real quick, just saying that, and also, as always, this is a G Network presentation.
That's right, and I mean, this is our 10 in, and hopefully we got 110 more to go, man. This has been great fun. Thanks to everybody out there who done let us into their homes and gave us a listen again. We definitely appreciate it, and
no
just
doubt.
Remember, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the Best of Truth Brothers Radio. We will be back next week with a brand new show. And like we say, if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Peace.